on, get up.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
Nikki and DeMello for breakfast.
97.3 Coast FM.
Good morning, Coast FM.
And it's time for us to celebrate some iconic toys.
That's right. It's that time of year again when the toys are announced that are entering the Hall of Fame, the National Toy Hall of Fame class of 2021.
Okay, so this isn't necessarily all the best stuff from this year. I don't know why I've turned into a Kiwi suddenly. Not the best stuff from this year, but it's also, they kind of put all the classics in of all time, right?
Yeah, so it's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know.
Sure.
Each year someone gets inducted that should have been in there anyway. So this year, the one that stood out for me the most, I suppose, is Sand.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
Well done to Sand.
Sorry, Sand.
Congratulations. Wow. Sand is now in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Well, my boy, he is a toy maker then, because he is all about sand.
Yep.
Always bring it at home.
Specify any kind of sand. It's in the Hall of Fame, they've said here, for giving kids limitless chances to create with a global reach that most toy manufacturers would envy.
That's great.
You can find sand anywhere.
This is the thing. They do legitimately talk about some of the really simple things. Like, pretty sure they would have put sticks in at some point.
Probably. But some actual toys. There's the board game Risk has been inducted. And, yeah, Sand is Cabbage Patch Kids, Battleship, and Billions were some of the nominees. But they didn't quite beat Sand this year.
Sand was the top of the water.
Sand was the top. So there you go. Christmas is sorted.
Absolutely.
Don't have to worry about any of that getting caught up in the shipping debate.
No, that's
just
right.
Just go and scoop some sand out.
Next time the kids come and tell you, Mum, I'm bored. Hey, plenty of sand outside. friendly reminder, it is Remembrance Day tomorrow.
It is.
11th of the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mandurah RSL, hoping that it's a good chance to remind servicemen and women that, you know, they're not alone, and families too on a day like this. So if you're going to be a part of things, 10:30 at the RSL for the start of the services and 11 o'clock for the actual stuff that's going on.
Nice.
But check the Facebook pages. It's a good day to catch up with people.
Yeah, get your little red, is it a posy?
Poppy.
Poppy, that's it.
That's right. I see. I don't know if you've seen this story, but Big Bird's managed to ruffle some feathers, if you'll excuse the expression, because he tweeted. And again, what other platform would Big Bird be on but tweeting?
Yep, that's true.
I got the COVID-19 vaccination today. my wing's a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that helps keep me and others healthy.
Yeah, well, the whole cast got vaccinated, I think, on one of their episodes.
Really?
The Sesame Street episodes, so.
But yes.
All the little monsters won't be getting COVID.
That's right. Well, whilst the president was supportive, there were some calling it, you know, government propaganda for your 5-year-old.
Of course there was.
But the thing is, like, Big Bird's actually got form. This is him from the 70s.
Something's going on down at the store. Well, there's all kinds of people and they're all in a line and they don't look like they're buying candy. And there's a sign that says, don't wait. Vaccinate.
1974, I think that was.
Oh, what was that for?
I think that was just like your general boosters and
right.
stuff like that. I don't think there was a public health scare that I can think of.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of.
I think
anyway.
It was just trying to make sure that you got your diphtheria and measles and all that kind
there
of stuff.
There you go.
So, yeah, there you go. They've been behind this kind of stuff. This is no surprise that Big Bird's going to be saying, get out there and vaccinate.
Yeah, good on him.
Absolutely. And it is, by the way, I think it's Sesame Street Day today because it's the anniversary of them starting. So look at them, you know, still making headlines after all these years.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't know if you've noticed, it must be not just the allergies, but must be spring kicking around because there's all sorts of insects appearing everywhere, flying around, crawling in your house. I think I saw my first earwig of the season yesterday.
Oh.
Haven't seen one of them for a long time. That's the true sign of spring, isn't it? First earwig of the season.
Look, I don't know.
I'm pretty certain.
You're telling the story.
Pretty certain that's how they measure. I used to be terrified of earwigs when I was a kid because, you know, I used to think that they'd live in your ears. And wasn't helped by the fact that I woke up one morning with something in my ear, flicked it out, and it was an earwig.
Right.
It didn't matter what Mum said. I was like, listen, what about that time I found one in my ear?
It's true.
It's absolutely
They do
the case.
Live in your ears. But yes, there's more spring weather today, which is lovely, and it's looking nice across the weekend after the random day of rain yesterday. So
yeah, exactly.
It's
right.
feeling more like spring, which is nice.
And after I found an earwig in my ear, you can imagine why I was also terrified of cockroaches. Now, as someone that will be planning one of these soon, here's a little tip for you, Nikki. the more you spend on your wedding, the more likely you'll get divorced.
Right.
A 2014 Goodness. Study published in Social Science Research Network found couples that spend a grand or less on their wedding were 53% less likely to get divorced. While those who spend
a grand or less?
Yeah, I know. I don't know Goodness anyone.
That, like, how do you even do that? Even sure can someone possible. Explain?
While those who spent between 1,000 and 5 were 18% less likely to part ways. And on the other end of the spectrum, if a couple dropped 10 to 20 on their big day, the marriage was 29% more likely to end in divorce. And blowing over 20 grand on a wedding made couples 46% more likely to split, which is not good news because I looked it up and on average, Aussies spend about 36 grand to get hitched.
Yeah, I don't understand how people are getting married for less than that, to be honest.
Oddly enough, the study, though, also found that people that had more folks on the guest list were more likely to stay together.
Really? See, I would have thought the other way around.
No. I don't know. The more witnesses you've got, the less so chance you've got of backing
wedding,
out.
A cheap wedding with everyone
lots of people.
In the state is...
That's what you're going to try and do. So
well,
basically...
easy done.
Yeah. I'm guessing you'd be booking the party room at McDonald's. That's the other way around.
No catering, sorry.
No, that's it. I tell you, everyone bring a plate.
Bring a plate.
There you go.
Nikki and the Mellows, three things you need to know.
First off, Leavers kicks off November 22. That is not far.
No.
And WA Police are reminding everyone to download the updated app, which has just been recently tweaked, which is now open. And you can register for Leavers. So you can do that through the App Store, Google Play, all those places.
Yeah, cool.
They're going to be horses on the beach this weekend. The Rockingham Beach Cup is back after a couple of years off.
Awesome.
Big weekend planned. The race itself is on Sunday, but there's a big weekend planned, and it's all raising funds for Variety, Alzheimer's Research Foundation WA, and Palm Beach Rotary. So good cause.
Good cause. Great event. Make sure you get down there and check out the horses loving the beach.
Should be lovely too.
Yeah, great weather.
Now, shout out to all of the accountants in the world. Because today is International Accounting Day.
Today's your day.
It is your day. So, show some love to the accountants in your part of the world. That's all I'm saying.
Say thanks.
That's
thanks
right.
for paying me.
Yeah, love your work. And November 10 is also Sesame Street Day.
Oh.
Commemorating the start of the show back in 1969. So, yeah, 52 years on the street today.
Wow.
97.3 Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed.
Go, go, go. And here we go with entertainment news from Australia's Hollywood, a.k.a. Mandurah, Nikki Parkinson.
It's basically the same thing.
Pretty much.
Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play cult leader Jim Jones in an upcoming movie. So Jim Jones is the man behind the 1978 Jonestown mass suicide that took more than 900 lives. He encouraged his followers to join his paradise, free from government suppression, where they killed a US representative and, eventually encouraged his followers to drink cyanide-laced Kool-Aid.
When they say drinking the Kool-Aid, that's what they're talking about.
Yes. Very disturbing. And Leonardo, in final talks to play Jim Jones. It's going to be produced by the same guy that did Gone in 60 Seconds and Venom. So, yeah, in good hands.
So
interesting flick.
Interesting producer, like an action dude behind it.
Yeah.
Look, sure. Okay.
Anyway, be interesting to see. Missy Elliott was honoured with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Here she is with her acceptance speech.
But I want to give a big shout out to the godmothers of this, and that is Queen Latifah, Moni Love, Sha-Rock, Angie Stone, Roxanne Shanté, Yo-Yo, MC Light, Salt and Pepper. And I know I'm probably missing some, but all of y'all who started before me, because y'all are the backs that we stand on. Y'all are the foundation. And I couldn't stand here. Y'all ran so we could walk. Y'all stood up for something so we could sit comfortably. So I thank y'all. For this moment.
Sorry, I get it. But so we can sit comfortably.
Anyway, well done.
I haven't heard that phrase before, but still, nice.
Well done to Missy. Adele has teased a new song as a part of a new Amazon holiday ad. So the new song is called Hold On, and it plays in the background whilst a young girl with anxiety is treated to a gift from a neighbour who noticed her personal struggles. Here's the song.
They connect over birds, which might explain the sound effects too. Here we go.
Still strong, they
A great sounding song.
Another I love it already.
Amazing bit of production too. It's really simple production too. Yeah. I like it.
I can't wait to hear the full thing. It's a part of her Adele's new album, 30, which is out on November 19th. That's next Friday, so not too long to wait.
Wow.
Squid Game is coming back for a second season. The creator of the series recently said there's been so much pressure, so much demand, and so much love for a second season, so I almost feel like you leave us no choice. Isn't that nice? He's been forced into making a second season.
We only wish to be that popular.
Yeah, so he's in the planning process, and it will be returning to Netflix. And Squid Game is Netflix's most popular show ever after its release earlier this year. So looking forward to that as well.
Nikki and DeMello.
Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.